Hello. Good, how are you doing?
Good. Tough to be in the NFL.
It's pretty good. Definitely different than college. A lot of things to learn and managing the offense different than at least where I came from at Mizzou. And I'm liking, it's taking me a little bit of time, but I'm liking how it's going so far and everything that I'm learning. Lions were the only one, but as far as a good situation, I wanted to come and be able to compete, be behind someone who knows what they're doing. I know Stafford knows what he's doing. Obviously, he wouldn't be there, be here if he wouldn't. And then with Dan and Kellen, I know that they've been here for a little bit, or Dan just got here, but kind of he's a little bit more experienced than Kellen being here for a little bit. And just wanting to go and learn because not playing quarterback my whole life, it's a little different picking up on everything and learning how to manage the game. So I was excited when they wanted me to come up here, and now I just have to make the best of it.
What was your disappointment level on the third day of the draft when it all went by?
I mean, it's definitely pretty high. It's always been a goal of mine to get drafted. And even though I didn't, all I've wanted is an opportunity, and now I have the opportunity. So all I can do is do the best I can.
Why do you think you didn't get drafted?
It's hard to say. I mean, yes, sir, injuries always play a factor. They want someone who's been hurt and may take you out of the spotlight. But, I missed four games this past season, but I also came back. I could have had those last four games that I played after the injury to do really good, but I didn't make the most of it, and so I think that's probably where it hurt me the most. I was just not making the most of opportunities. Yes, sir. But as far as the quarterback play, some inconsistency. I mean, had some yardage here and there, but as far as completion percentage and decision making, I don't think I did that good, and so that could have factored into it.
And how do you improve on those things?
Just knowing the offense better, knowing the defense better, where the defense is supposed to be, where the offense is supposed to be, based on different looks, where I need to go in my progression, and just being better with making my decisions.
Do you feel like you bring a different physical element that they might not have on this team, your ability to run and all that?
No, sir, not really. I mean, I don't really like running. I know I did it some in college, but I like throwing the ball.
You don't like running?
No, sir. I like to throw the ball. I switched over to quarterback my junior year in high school. I played receiver, so it was just natural for me to run. So whenever things got a little cloudy, I just take off and run. But I like throwing the ball a lot better.
You ran for 900 and some yards. You hated all those yards.
I didn't say I hated it, but I just felt more comfortable running the ball at that time. And as I got older, I tried to progress to be more comfortable throwing the ball.
How does that time at wide receiver kind of give you a different perspective and help as far as quarterbacking?
It helps out a lot. I've actually played every other position except for quarterback. That was the last one that I did. I know it's different at a younger age, but just seeing it from that perspective is really helpful because when you play that position, you know what you're supposed to look for. So when you're a quarterback, you kind of know what everyone's supposed to look for, and then as you learn defenses better, you understand where they're supposed to be and their responsibilities. So I think it helped out a lot being able to play the different positions and seeing it from that perspective.
Did you see much of what you did out there this week other than
I think I did okay. It was definitely the play calling at Missouri. They'd signal it in. We wouldn't have to call the whole thing because we were a no-huddle offense. So they'd signal deuce right, mask right, bend, and that was it. So I just tell the line, mask right, and I know the play. But here it's like, weak right, 385, sticky X, pose, Y, shall, Z. So it's a little bit longer, and so it's taken me a while to pick up on those things. And that was probably the thing I didn't do the most. And then after I call the play, I repeat it. And then, what'd I just say? I've got this. And so I was just taking too much time thinking about it instead of just going out there and playing. So the thing I didn't like that I did this weekend, these last 3 days, I just probably call the play or get the plays down better as far as calling them out and not having to think about them. And but I really liked it. And the guys were positive about it. All my teammates and stuff, whenever I kind of I'd have to go back to coach for the play and get it again, they were really encouraging, and I really liked that.
What was it like to play every position? When did you play offensive line, defensive line?
I started playing football in the fifth grade. I weighed 185 pounds, so it's pretty big. And they had a weight limit to run the ball, and it was 135, and obviously I was a little bit over it. So I played right tackle, I played center, guard, and defensive end.
185?
Yes, sir. I like to eat. And then we moved to Texas. After 2 years, I played those positions. They moved to Texas, didn't have a weight limit. Then I played some running back and center, and then linebacker, did a little bit of safety. I was a punter and kicker just because I could kick. I didn't have good form or anything. I just had a big leg, so I could punt it far, and I toe-punched the ball when I kicked. That's what I played. Now as I got older, I started my dad had me do more jump ropes. I started getting a little bit quicker, and then didn't have a weight limit in football in Texas to run it, so I could play quarterback, I could play receiver. So finally I played receiver, tight end, and then eventually quarterback.
Now,
Right now, about 236, 237.
How tall were you at 185?
Like 5'6", 5'7".
James, real quick, what's your relationship like with Michael Sam? And, I mean, how much have you talked to him since he got drafted?
I texted him and said congratulations. He said thanks and good luck in Detroit and everything. And, I mean, it's just like everyone else on the team, and there's nothing really to it.
What was it like to see him get drafted, though?
It was really cool. I was actually, I had a little update on my phone and seeing all the players. I saw EJ go there to St. Louis, or one of our corners, and then I saw him go there, and it was pretty cool. I mean, everything that he's been through and all the stuff he had to go accomplish and overcome at Mizzou, he did a really good job, and he deserved to get drafted.
All right, thank you, guys.
Any difficulties last year, you know, keeping that stuff under wraps?
No, sir, not at all.
Thanks, James.
All right, thanks, guys. Yes, ma'am. And sir.
Thank you.